The forest is the path. That's No Patrol on Nova 103.5. We're talking property funds at the moment. We're talking a Restec property fund. I have Mr. Andrew Janssen, the portfolio manager, and Mr. Ross Rudd, the assistant portfolio manager, in the studio with me this morning, talking about the Restec property fund. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So let's start basically from the simplest question, I suppose. When and why did you decide to launch the Restec Property Fund?
No, thank you, David. Good morning, listeners. Earlier in the year and throughout the year, the property and global markets, especially global markets, were elevated. Indices were at all-time highs, especially in Europe, the UK, in the US. And we were looking for an opportunity that we could offer our clients above market returns. And that's where Ross came in. And Ross actually scoured the market, and he looked at different parts of the world, and specifically South Africa. We felt South Africa was cheap. And we said, let's look deeper. And that's how we started looking at various indices. And we found that the property market was extremely cheap. And that's where we unearthed this opportunity to start the property fund. The property fund was launched about 5-6 months ago. And to date, we've managed to return over 20-25% for our clients. And the fund is still quite young, but we've got about 52 million Namibian dollars under management in this particular fund.
Okay, well, and those returns alone sound impressive. And based on all your findings, though, what makes this that kind of amazing investment opportunity?
Yeah, no, thanks, David. So I think just to add on to Andrew's point, when I was tasked with the job of finding a cheap diversifier, is what they called it, which is impossible in the current market that we find ourselves in, where everything is expensive. But it didn't take me too long to find property prices were not. In fact, they were doing the opposite of the rest of the market, down 48%, with fundamentals improving, vacancies going up, rental contracts actually increasing, rental growth actually going on the up, except it's now priced at sort of 20-year lows. So I noticed that, and then I realized the real opportunity is not just the price, but the price and the income yields that you get. So one gets has got on average 9.5% yield investing in property funds, and specifically REITs, which is a real estate investment trust. If you invest in a REIT, you have to pay out 75-90% of your income to your shareholders, and on average that return has been 9.5%. So we thought, let's lock in that 9.5%, but let's also partake in the other part of how you can make money from property, is how much the thing's price actually grows by. Okay. And we think the price is at such depressed level with improving fundamentals, let's lock that in as well. And like Andrew said, we've locked in 25% of that already.
Okay. You're talking about these REITs, the real estate investment trusts, specifically South African ones. How is investing in a REIT different to investing in property directly?
It's quite different, and it's actually quite efficient. A REIT is a real estate investment trust, as we said. It's a company that owns, it develops, and it manages income-generating real estate assets. So it's basically a company that buys these properties, typically shopping malls, office blocks, industrial warehouses, and they then lease it out and rent it out to tenants, and the tenants obviously then pay them the rent. They do all the administration, and then they are obligated to qualify as a REIT. You have to pay between 75, minimum of 75% to 90% of the income that is left to your investors. Okay. And that is actually what makes it so attractive to invest in. It's quite efficient. You don't have to own, operate, and manage tenants. You don't have to change geysers. You don't have to look at water leakages. And somebody else does it for you. And you're collecting, like Ross has mentioned, between 8.5-9.5% on average between the different companies that we've invested actually in our portfolio.
So we're talking about the opportunity to lock in bond-like returns as well as the capital gain. Like you said, the property prices you're predicting they're going to go up. Just elaborate on that a little bit for us.
Yeah, no, sure. I think for all your listeners, I think if you can use direct property, for example, let's say you go and buy yourself a property, and all that income yield that you get, if you were to rent that property out, if you buy a property for $1 million and you get 6,000 a month, that's 72,000 a year, your income yield is 7.2%. The other part of that increase that you might get on that property is how much the price of that property actually increases. It, history suggests it tends to grow with the country's inflation. So let's say you get 6% from price growth, hypothetically. Now you're looking at about a 13% total return. But like Andrew mentioned, you have to do all the maintenance. You've got to slug around trying to collect your cash. So what we're talking about is other guys do that. Not 7.2%, we've been getting 9.5%, and we don't think the prices are going to grow by inflation. We think that they're going to grow by considerably more. Just context to that is the index suggests that the property prices are at a 20-year discount to average price to book of 42%. If there's any technical listeners out there.
But, I mean, so you're talking about that, and you know, people would basically say, you know, property prices. I mean, I bought my house, what, 8 years ago, and I think I had it valued last year or the year before, and I think, you know, the valuation was lower than what I'd actually paid for it. So most people will be saying property prices haven't actually gone anywhere. You know, why do you see this changing?
Yeah, maybe I can take that one. Thanks, David. Yeah. Yeah, no, so what we've been seeing is that the fundamentals in the property market has been improving slowly but surely. We've seen vacancy rates coming down, particularly in the Western Cape. The amount of property that got developed in the last 5 to 10 years, that also slowed down. So the amount of let's call it supply in the market also started, you know, stagnated, and people are coming back. You know, work from home is now work from office. And, you know, so basic rentals have also been increasing. And what we've also seen is, and this is the difference between escalation and reversion. Rental reversion is basically the rate at which the new rental contract is being concluded. And that is also now increasing because we've seen it actually on the negative. So so that's all positive. And we've seen in South Africa the government of national unity being quite positive sentiment towards South Africa. And also we got some interest rate, an interest rate cut from also the Bank of Namibia and the South African Reserve Bank. And all of that is playing into the our bullishness on the property market.
Okay. What makes the Heuristic Property Fund different to the benchmark then?
Yeah, no, that's a good question, David. I think for your listeners, I'm going to use an example of a company called GrowthPoint, which many of your listeners might know. They actually own a very large stake in the waterfront in Cape Town. So we are actually seeing the opportunity in specifically South African real estate investment trusts. So if you were to just go and blindly buy the index, which is the known as the JSE SAPI, you would buy by design, by predetermined basket of REITs. Just by design, a lot of those are actually exposed offshore. A lot of them, we're not seeing the same sort of opportunity. So we've decided to not just go and be a passive fund manager, but instead to actually be very active. And I think what makes us a bit different is that we, as far as I know, we're the only ones actively managing property funds in Namibia.
Sure. So how does one go about that? Then you're talking about, you know, South African property, but obviously now this is a Namibian company and a Namibian opportunity for Namibians. How do I invest in the Heuristic Property Fund?
Yeah, that's quite easy. We would refer clients to actually just go onto our website. It's heuristic.com, A-R-Y-S-T-E-Q.com. And you'll find all our fact sheets, contact details, all of that will be on our website.
All right. Is this only sort of for the big players, or is this across the board that people can get involved and invest?
Absolutely. For the man on the street, our listeners, our minimum is quite low. It's at $10,000 as a minimum, and that will get you going.
There we go. Well, thank you so much, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. Thank you.